This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Ugh. Hey guys. Hey Adel here and hey JPC.
Hey, it's Forces.
Aww. JPC, what's
hey,
going
Forces.
On?
Hey, it's Forces. Thanks, Adel. I really need to
Oh, actually,
today.
Why the
I
long really face? Looks like you do have a long face. Like a horse.
Thank you
have
you, Adel,
equine,
I really needed the
equine
laugh
today. Face. Oh.
Adel, have you ever tried to make someone feel better before?
I used to be, I used to have like the Patch Adams thing. What's the Patch Adams thing?
Oh, when you grew way too big.
A doctorate?
You were like an adult man with the brain of a child.
That's Jack disease. I had Patch Adams disease, which is where
Oh, so
dress.
You wore like a wig and in order to get closer to your kids, you got hired as the nanny?
Well, I would dress as a clown in order to scare other kids at the hospital. What are we doing? What's
JPC's upset.
JPC?
What's up?
Oh,
what's up,
okay.
Buddy?
Yeah, yeah. The hazeful horses and the long face thing. I just got an email. I just got kicked out of my barbershop quartet.
Oh, so.
What
oh,
happened?
No.
Oh no! That's
I
so
really
insensitive.
It.
We're so sorry.
Yeah,
oh
no,
my
it's,
God.
Honestly, I really appreciate it. It's you guys trying to cheer me up, and obviously, I do a barbershop quartet with you guys. But you know, there's only three of us, and Casey can't hold a fucking tune to save his fucking life. I'm lashing out.
JPC,
to make
what
myself
happened?
Feel.
Last week you were talking about how you were all best friends and you're going to tour the world together.
And apparently the tour is still on.
No.
Yes.
Oh,
from
man.
The tour from Duluth to Denmark. I saw the
yeah.
posters. They look beautiful.
Yeah, they are. They are gorgeous. My wife actually designed them. So
yeah. Someone drew a penis going out of your mouth, though, which I didn't understand.
Yeah. My wife is a very creative person and... You know,
that's part of the design. I'm so sorry.
Far be it from me to criticize
Wasn't
her
graffiti.
Art and kind of what she was doing.
What happened, JPC?
Well, apparently, I am hard. Now, let me ask you guys, do you find me difficult
hard to, work
to
with?
Get along with? I'm sorry?
Oh, I was just going to finish your sentence. Hard to work with?
Yeah, that was the exact words that they were used. I always tried to soften the blow.
Whoa, you?
Thank you.
Whoa,
no more.
Work with.
Stop reaction. No, thank you. Yes, exactly. Anyway, I told those guys to pound fucking sand and kick fucking rocks.
Did wow. they like complain about how you like, are always talking about like piss and dating
cousins.
Your cousins and like police horses?
Horses and cousins.
No,
piss.
They complained
horses
about me singing
so
about
my.
That kind of stuff. They never complained about me talking about it.
We appreciate you, and we're happy to have you, and you're welcome here.
So thank you, because that's what I wanted. That's what I wanted to hear, Aaron. You know, you guys actually did a really good job, Adel with the horse stuff, and then Aaron with that, making me feel like I made the right decision getting kicked out of that group.
Actually,
and I'm really sorry for kicking you out of the group. We just couldn't have you in our group anymore.
Yeah, sorry. I'm just getting some applications here for other tenors. Ooh, Aaron, I got some really good audio for a potential replacement for JPC.
Oh.
They sing a version of Camptown Cousin, Piss This Horse. You know that song? Camptown Cousin, Piss This Horse, Piss Horse,
doo-dah,
Piss Horse.
Piss Horse, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
wait,
cool.
Doo-dah first and then Piss Horse second. Oh. Yeah, no, it's better off. Those guys are better off. Adel, Aaron, and Pavarotti.
they're better off.
They're
better off Ted. Better off Ted?
They're totally better off dead. I still love those guys. But I love you guys, and I'm excited to do...
Love you, too.
Looking at my calendar. Hey, Riddle Riddle, the podcast.
Love
I'm excited
you.
To do that for today.
Love you. Oh, good.
Love
good, good, good.
You.
So this was like your fallback career.
Yes, and then I'll spring forward and I'll do a different career in a couple of months. Ooh. No, wait, in 1 month. Soon.
That can't be right.
Googling, when do we spring forward?
Well, I have some riddles from Trevor, who's
what?
Been listening to the show since basically episode one.
What does basically mean?
Probably like episode two.
Trevor missed a couple episodes.
Yeah. Just say
Trevor,
on.
Go back, listen to what you missed, and then send an email.
Trevor says, I wrote these riddles for my D&D group while the characters were exploring the desert. I tried to reword the riddles to make that clear in each one. Summer poems, which I know y'all hate, but I taught
summer
English,
poems
sorry.
Some make are me feel good.
Basic riddles, and some are hink pinks. So, fun? Is it fun?
Well, I think Aaron, does sound
fun.
But if I put it,
okay,
is
Aaron,
this fun?
Now it's insensitive. Now it's crossing a line to
I'm
becoming
so sorry.
Insensitive.
I think when you're in the desert, you want a hink drink.
I think you're right. Let's see. Let's see what happens next.
Some people love being thirsty.
Pads and fruit, some feast on me. I fill these desert lands, you see. I harvest water from the winds with my thorny surface pins.
Liquid camel.
Did you hear me go, don't say horny, don't say horny, don't say horny, when I got to the word thorny? That's what my brain was saying. Pads and fruit, some feast on me. I fill these desert lands, you see. I harvest water from the winds with my thorny surface pins.
Aaron, that is a cacti.
Yes.
Also, horny surface pin is like, that's like a, I don't know, like an NC-17. We're writing like a romance novel and we're trying to come up with another word for penis. And we're like,
yeah.
What about horny surface pin?
His engorged tadpole.
Yeah.
Started to snake out of his pants. It's like,
I can't just say,
penis.
I just can't say cock another time. I hit my cock count in this book. It's 11. I got to think
of another
word.
It's not even a romance
word.
Book.
No.
This is a book about Thomas Jefferson.
And I just,
okay. So I want to see a scene.
A book about Thomas Jefferson. We use a cock 11 times.
GPC, you are a
yes.
cactus and you're on a date. And Adel, you're sort of trying to deal with a date, being on a date with someone so prickly.
Oh my gosh, you must be, okay, I see you're wearing a rose, or that's growing out of you, whatever. Hi.
Everything here is gluten-free.
Yeah, I thought you said you had dietary restrictions and that you also weren't
I
very
did,
hungry.
I did, I just not gluten-free. Everything here is gluten-free. I'm so sick of people thinking I don't want to have gluten.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. My name
I can't have a lot of water.
Oh.
If the waiter tries to refill the water, I can't have a lot. I only need a little drip.
Okay, and I don't know if this restaurant does things different, but I think you can drink at your own pace and kind of eat or drink what you want.
Don't even get me started on pace. Picante. Ugh. Everything that people assume, just because I look the way I look, I want salsa all the time.
Oh, yeah. I remember in the 90s there was a Pace Picante commercial with you in it where people were like, New York City, right?
So you're familiar with my work.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was you. It was a lot of cowboys in the desert. And,
I obviously hate dating fans, but for you, I'll make an exception, cute stuff. Come
I
here.
I don't know if that's obvious.
Oh, sorry, gotcha. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
I'm a little dangerous.
Oh, I think a tarantula just crawled in my mouth. Was that? Oh. So.
Obviously, you invited me, so I won't be picking up the check.
Can you put your arms down?
I'm sorry.
Sorry, it's just bothering me. Your arms...
Can I put... Oh, I'm sorry, everyone. It looks like the man I'm on a date with is trying to control me. He thinks my arms are too high in the sky.
Sorry, it just looks so uncomfortable. Also, I enjoy your t-shirt says Tom Segura.
It's not my t-shirt. It's Tom Segura's. He fell down in the desert. That's why it stuck to me and not me wearing it.
Okay. What do you think about Bert Kreischer? He's my number one. I think when he takes his shirt off, I think that is the funniest thing I've ever... I think more comedy should be shirts off.
Oh, I love Bert Kreischer. The character that I am loves Bert Kreischer. So funny.
Yes, thank you. I think every comedian should tour for 10 years off one story. They should take their shirt off. What else? What else does he do? We should be concerned about their health constantly. because of the amount they drink.
Doesn't matter. 10 out of 10.
Scene.
And Bert Kreischer with Jim Brewer's politics. That's my ideal comedian.
Scene.
Aaron just being a cactus talking about Bert Kreischer. Can't get mad at that.
That's exactly how I wanted that scene to go.
Would you believe I've never seen a single ounce of Bert Kreischer stand up, but I've scrolled past thumbnails before and said, obviously not for me. Truly, yeah. Obviously not for me.
When the sun dances across the sand and shows a golden promised land, I trick the eyes and tease the mind, but I'm merely lies, you're in a bind.
Aaron, this is something...
This is obviously a mermaid, sand mermaid. Sand mermaid.
Aaron, you can't sing anymore, you got kicked out of the group.
This is something I squash down daily, which is my rage. Spelled M-I-R-A-G-E.
Yes, it is Addle's rage. What is it?
It's either a mirage or could it be... Liam, what do you think? One more go around the world?
Oh, why do we fall down, Master Bruce?
So that Oasis can tour again. Three, four, somebody once told me.
No, that's the other guy. Oh. And he'll never tour again because he died.
You got it. It's a mirage.
Well, I was trying to think of who... Now, I know the Mirage is a hotel in Las Vegas, but I was trying to pull my Mirage reference. Did someone do a residency there, or is that 25 years ago? Could I have said Lance Burton? is that anything?
I saw Lance Burton, maybe at the Mirage. I saw Lance Burton in Vegas when I was 8 years old, 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And it might have been the Mirage. Mirage has a volcano out front that erupts every once in a while.
Addle, would you believe that I also saw Lance Burton one time when I was in Las Vegas?
We saw the same residency.
Do you want to? I think, and I cannot be sure about this, but I think that I probably saw Lance Burton because he was the cheapest of the big name comedians on this trip. Like he wasn't.
Can I blow your mind,
JBC? He wasn't David Copperfield.
Can I blow your mind? That's the same reason my family went to see him.
I bet that there's a lot of lower income families who had family living in Las Vegas, which is why we went, and B, who went and saw a Lance Burton show. But apparently, according to Aaron's Copperfield story, right? No, not Copperfield.
Angel,
Chris Angel. But we maybe didn't miss out by seeing the second or third best.
I am the mind freak. Worst money I've ever spent. Okay. I am plentiful in the desert. You'll find me abound. Trim off one fourth, and I connect sights, times, thoughts, or sounds.
Lego?
Is this sand into and?
Lego. Yes, it's sand. Remove S and it's and.
Why?
No way.
Here's my question. No fucking way. Desert's full of sand. Here's my question. How come?
Sorry, I needed attention, and that was the only way I could think to get it.
Wow, Aaron, look at you. Whoa, look at Aaron.
Yay!
Aaron, can I just say, I mean, obviously we can cut it out of the episode. I think we keep it. You sneezed, and when you sneezed, your hand got so close to your mouth that I was terrified that you were about to cut open your gums again. I mean, it was, Aaron, it was right there.
It was a close call.
And, you know, I would say you don't know anything about me, but that was recorded, right? When I cut my mouth open? Yeah,
we recorded that.
I can't deny it.
That got captured.
Do you guys worry about me, like, all the time? I would worry about me, like, all the time. I sneeze like a teddy bear?
No, forget that I said that. Aaron, we don't have a text thread that says, you know, worried about Aaron, and it's me, JPC, and Casey constantly being worried about every single thing you do and say.
Aaron, I'm not worried about you. I do have a reminder set up to check in with you every couple of years just to make sure everything's good. If that's worrying, then I guess I do worry about you.
Aww.
Yeah, Aaron, every couple of years we're worried that you have to step back inside the Victorian painting you came out of and lead the life you used to lead in 1634.
Hey. Yeah.
But Aaron, you won't hear about that for another 16 months when I text you about it. You good?
We good?
You okay?
That's actually the second time in 2 days that somebody said I was a Victorian woman.
Well, no, Aaron, that's the second time you've heard it in 2 days. That's probably
that's
the thousandth time
more
that
people
it
are
was
saying
said.
Behind
See,
your back.
Sneezing worked so well, because look how much attention I've gotten. I love it. Okay. pair of vowels to begin, followed by an equal kin. I provide respite in the desert sands to travelers from across distant lands.
This is a
this
motel.
One is a Motel 6.
Yes.
Is this one Oasis?
Mm-hmm. Can I see a scene? Adel, you are someone who's been stuck in the desert for many, many days, and you see a Motel 6 in the middle of the desert, and you're checking in with JPC, who works at the front desk.
Aaron, my people have been stuck in a desert for thousands of years.
Oh, water. Water boy. I need to see water boy. Hello, are you real?
Me? Yeah, I'm real. I'm Dan. I'm the property keeper here at the Motel 6.
A Motel 6? Oh, and you're behind a desk. Oh, can I, one room, please?
Oh, okay. Are you, is it, I always forget how to ask this. Do you need it for a night, or is this an hourly thing?
I get for a couple days to just to rest, and I need
you're gonna
some
stay here and
water
sleep
and
here.
Food. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, and you want water and food?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Well, the Awkwafina machine guy has not come.
I don't
and
care
I
for
think...
her.
Oh yeah, I know. I don't know why she was allowed to do like the whole Blacksit thing for as long as she was. Right? I watched Ocean's 8 the other night, and I was like, this is insane.
Yeah,
this is insane.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it. She had to apologize for it. Haven't really heard much about her since.
What are your thoughts on Bert Kreischer?
Kreischer? Oh, my God. I love him. I love him.
Yes. Can I... Sorry, as we're talking, can I just see you have a big jug of water behind you. Can I just get a little bit of that?
Oh. This is employees only water. And it's not I would love to share it for you, but it's not for drinking. Oh. This is for hosing down the parking lot because it gets so sandy.
Oh god.
And yeah, the only way to get rid of all the sand is to kind of hose it all down, make
You're
it
wasting
wet.
All that water. Can I everything around here is sand. Can I have some of the
Sand? I live here. Buddy, this is my community. Everything around here is sand. We actually have a lot going on here, okay?
I'm sorry.
I'll have you know that I met my wife and I had my children here. Points to a couple piles of sand on the floor.
Wait a minute.
How does that make you feel?
I'm dead, aren't I?
Dying. You're dying.
Scene.
You wouldn't feel that.
Dying. You're dying.
Okay, you've earned it. We are at the Hank Pinks section.
Did Aaron, and I want to say Trevor was the person who sent those riddles in? Did Trevor say how the D&D crew did with those riddles?
Seems like they did okay. These next Hank Pinks are broken up into fair Hank Pinks and Hank Pinks that might be bullshit. So I assume maybe the bullshit ones, the D&D crew, maybe yelled at Trevor. I
appreciate separating those two, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that's probably wise. And I also think that like if you're answering desert-based riddles, I think we nailed. I mean, we hit the gamut, right? We hit cactus, oasis.
Yeah.
You know, I think you're gonna like mirage. You're gonna not too much else going on in the desert. Don't tell that to the guy that works the Motel 6 out there, though. Throw a little bit of a fit.
Yeah, and his kids and wife, the piles of sand, will also be very offended. A magical grasshopper.
Jiminy Cricket.
No.
A magical grasshopper. Magical grasshopper, bug, insect.
I forget. Wait, what are we doing? The whole riddle. Oh, Hank these pink. Are Hank Pinks.
What are? What's like a? Yeah. What's our? Yeah. What's a like a desert bug that you associate with
Scarab.
The desert or the Bible? Oh well, yeah. Keep that in the back of your mind because that might be
okay. Locust. A hocus pocus locust.
A hocus locust. And then he said, "My partner said tricky cricky, which also works, which is
tricky,
adorable."
Tricky. Did you ever see Connecting to Jimmy tricky. As a locust?
No.
It is one of the best auditions I've ever seen.
Huh. What is it?
Kathy Najimy if you watch the Sister Act extras on the DVD, she auditions as a Hocus Pocus Locust. Just some of the best, funniest. In all sincerity, Kathy Najimy, America's sweetheart.
Can I tell you, I watched, Aaron, you're going to hate this. And so.
Oh, then don't say it.
Aaron, what? I feel like I must. Actually, it could be a public service announcement to you, Aaron, because I know you love a rom-com, right?
Yes.
Have you seen the recent-ish, I think it was like in the last year, George Clooney, Julia Roberts rom-com
where
they're like a divorced couple? You can kind of skip it. It's not very good as a rom-com. I watched the whole thing and it was whatever, fine, but not great. And it gets to the very end and the outtakes start. And I go, okay, here we go. They don't do outtakes much anymore. I love when I see a little outtake. And I know George Clooney is a notorious prankster when it comes to being on set. This guy loves a little
that
prank.
That millionaire loves to prank people.
He loves to prank people, buy them Nespresso machines, you know, shit in their car, whatever. Like, he's funny.
Pay for this?
Whatever, he's funny.
Anyway, the outtakes start. And they're like stinkers. They're all stinkers. And I do think, to a certain degree, some of the outtakes were like George Clooney and Julia Roberts. I'm like, these guys are just like too rich and they don't care enough anymore. Like, they're this movie was not made for the lulz. Because you know that when the outtakes aren't even funny, when like the fun that they're having on the set isn't funny, you're like, this movie couldn't have been good. But no. The reason that we watched it, and Adel, this was germane to you, is because we live in Portage Park. And one day, Mariah was out. I can't remember where she was in Portage Park, but there were like signs all over the block that they were shooting this George Clooney movie here.
There
was a couple of scenes in Chicago, but it seemed like it was all downtown. So I don't know what the fuck they could have been shooting out here in Portage Park. But Portage Park, needless to say, was not in the movie. Maybe some like B-roll or whatever. Yeah. Maybe they were just shooting B-roll on Irving
extra
Park or
parking.
Something. Like
they needed extra parking, so they cleared our streets.
I would love it.
That's so funny.
George Clooney's trailer was just outside of my house. They're like, it's free parking here, so that's where we.
They're like, your
George
block
Clooney
is
up.
Shut down. It's like, oh, you're filming. It's like, no, Clooney needs his wiggle room. It's like, what the fuck?
Clooney's gonna be running pranks down this whole quadrant, and so we had to shut everything down.
I can't mow my lawn because he's sleeping.
Anyway, whatever that movie was called about George Clooney, you can skip it. You can skip that one.
Well, we'll never know the name. Was it Ticket to Ride? That can't be right.
That seems
Ticket
like
to
a
Paradise?
Train
Ticket
board paradise. Game, but Ticket to Paradise sounds right.
Ticket to Ride is the train board game. That's kind of boring, honestly.
The first thing you think of when you hear Ticket to Ride is a board game? Wow.
What is it, a Rush song from 1921? What the fuck?
He got a mind, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Paul McCartney. Oh no.
She got a ticket to ride. Okay.
God, Angelic sucks.
Wow, Aaron. Don't say that about
Aaron.
Yourself.
You're so mean, Aaron.
Aaron, you're going to make Aaron cry.
And you might. But Aaron always does. She always does this. an angelic dung beetle.
An a what angelic? Dung beetle? Angelic.
Mm-hmm.
Angel. Hmm.
Angelic. That
angelic.
Would be like
Houston.
Holy angelic. A holy moly.
Oh, a holy roly poly?
A holy roly poly?
No, you remember the word I told you to keep in the back of your mind?
Scarab.
Sacred scarab?
Sacred scarab? That's
no. And it's kind of like an angel, like a baby angel.
A cherub. Cherub scarab.
A cherub scarab.
Yes. You
baby
did it.
Angel.
A baby
I do want to see a scene.
Angel.
Adel and Aaron, you guys are both going to be angels. You're both, you know, timeless, immortal beings. But Aaron, you're a full-grown angel. And Adel, you're a cherub, a little baby angel, and you'll always be a little baby angel.
My human is driving me insane. How is work for you today?
Oh, it's amazing. I got to go down, and I moved, so there was, my human was in the wilderness, and I got to move a bear out of the way, and lead them, and I shone as a light in the darkness to lead them in a different path, so they weren't mauled. This is the greatest job in the world.
That sounds so fun. My human got really high and watched 4 seasons of Vanderpump Rules in one sitting.
Oh, you didn't turn into a light to guide them towards their greater purpose?
No, they are eating white cheddar Cheez-Its.
Oh.
And sort of feeling nothing. I'm trying to sort of send them signs, guide them towards anything, but they seem... Oh, they just started another season of Vanderpump Rules. Jesus.
Oh, Bazakiel, do you want to jam on our harps?
Wouldn't that be so fun to jam on our harps? Let me tune up my harp here.
I'm not really feeling inspired. You look really cute. I love your little, like, cloth diaper.
Thank you.
I just feel a little uninspired. I don't feel like singing or anything. My human just... They're supposed to be great. They're actually... We're on the path to sainthood, and then... Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I dropped the ball for, like, a long time.
Oh.
Yeah, they were supposed to be super rich and help a bunch of people.
Oh.
Give away all their money, the midway point of their life, sort of help a bunch of people. And now they are... Oh, they're ordering Taco Bell.
Well, maybe that's what they were meant to do on the path towards sainthood. Hey, listen, I think you're the greatest. I mean, you've taught me so much. I look up to you. I think you're incredible. So whatever you're doing, you know, you're an angel. So anything you do can't be half bad, right?
No, I'm not good. I've messed up their life because I went down to Earth to live for a little while. And then I came back up and they were in a bad way.
What did you do on Earth? Tell me all about it.
Have you ever heard of the TV show creator Ryan Murphy? He did Glee and several other mediocre TV shows. That was me. I thought I could make good art. But I went down there and I don't know what I did.
It seems like you really snagged on the barbed wire fence that is American Horror Story.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm really sorry.
No,
you seem like you're doing good, though. I'm really proud of you, buddy.
Yeah, I would love, if you know how I can go down to Earth and live, I have so many ideas, just so many ideas.
Okay, Noah, this is Joel. Obviously, I'm Ethan. We heard that you wanted to adapt our movie Fargo into a TV series, and I see now that you are a tiny little baby. So, you can talk.
Yeah, I was going to say...
Joel, you can talk.
You can't say, obviously, I'm Ethan. It's not obvious if I'm hearing your name for the first time.
Well, I mean, I'm famous.
Oh,
Joel, I'm famous, right?
For what?
I'm the one that didn't direct the Garfield movie.
Scene.
I believe that was a different Joel Cohen, right?
That's why Bill Murray signed up to do Garfield. He's like one of the Cohen brothers. And I was like, yeah, not that Ethan Cohen.
Aaron, really wise not to jump in there as Joel Cohen.
You're welcome.
I figured it was like a Penn and Teller situation.
Oh, yeah. That actually would make it much more or much less confusing when they're directing, right? Because you're like, who's actually directing? It's both of them, but only one of them talks.
Yeah, one of them only gesticulates. Aaron, I love that. Have you heard of the TV show creator Ryan Murphy?
Yeah, he blew it. Okay, he's fine. He's rich. He's fine.
Everyone's rich.
It's fine. Yeah, a chewy, sticky, undead.
Gummy mummy?
Mm-hmm.
Gummy mummy.
And now we're in the Hink Pinks that are kind of a little bit trickier.
And are these still like sand-based?
Yeah.
Because everything is.
Can I see a scene real quick here?
Yeah.
Just a quick little scene. I do want to see, based off gummy mummy, Aaron, I want to see a scene where you are a mummy. This is probably like a Ryan Murphy project. You're a mummy who's been awoken at a museum. You come back to life and you enroll in high school. So you're like you're trying to be like a hip high school. You're trying to fit in at high school. JPC, you are one of the other kids at the high school. This is the first day of school where the mummy's the new kid.
I'm sorry, Adel. Am I an antagonist or am I trying to help the mummy?
Since it's JPC, I'm going to go ahead and say you're an antagonist.
Okay, gotcha.
Oh, sorry. I think that might be my locker.
Whoa, everybody. Looks like somebody didn't know how to flush when they went to the bathroom.
You're funny, man. What if I kill you?
Yeah, I know I'm funny.
What if I kill and hate you?
Huh?
I said nice skateboard.
Yeah, it is a nice skateboard. I picked it up from your mom's house last night. Oh,
you got him. What if I killed you?
Hey, you know what? That's not okay, what you're doing.
What you're doing?
It's at least normal. Your thing is, like, patently antisocial.
No, no, no. I said I love that your hat is being worn backwards.
If you ever want to fit in at this high school, you better be normal mean to people and not creepy fucking mean to people, okay?
All right, let me try this. Where'd you get your shirt? The garbage?
Jeff, do you think that was funny? It's okay to laugh, Jeff, if you think that was funny.
Yeah, Jeff, laugh.
I'm
confused. Funny.
No, Jeff didn't think it. Jeff didn't think it was funny because the garbage is not a store, okay? Now, if you had said, "Where did you get that shirt? My mom's floor," that's funny because I fucked your mom. It's been established because of the skateboard thing.
Well,
and that's
weird,
why Jeff loves it.
My mom is also a mummy.
What?
You had sex with a mummy?
Everybody's mom is their mommy.
And I sucked the soul out of your body. See? Okay. A desert trap, then a great music group.
Oasis.
No, this is really hard. These are hard. These are kind of bullshit.
Oasis,
you're right,
and Mos Def?
It's nothing. It's not a real, there's no band name in this.
Okay. And we're on to the tricky or the bullshit ones,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is this like a sucking hole in a rock and roll?
A sucking hole in a rock and roll works. So I'll take it as a win. But what's a desert trap? What's something that you can get trapped in the desert?
Quicksand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And?
Quicksand and Mick's band, which of course would be the Rolling Stones.
Rolling Stones.
Quicksand.
Sort of
Mick's
like
band.
What's like cool band?
What's
it's on
cool
a real
band?
Band. What's a
it's
different way
cool
of saying
cool band that's not a real band?
No, you just, it's quicksand and then like.
Is
hey,
it something band?
Band, yeah.
Quicksand.
Sick band.
Yeah.
Sick band. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Quicksand, sick band. Okay. Yeah.
A godlike ruler who simply wants a brain. This one is bullshit.
Pharaoh
and.
This one's bullshit, Trevor. And I love you.
Who wants
and I would die for you.
Who wants a what brain?
It's Pharaoh Scarecrow. Now, does that make sense?
No,
Trevor.
Trevor.
And again, Trevor, we would all die for you.
Wizard of Oz. I get it.
Where desert tomb raiders find themselves if they are successful. And this one's kind of fun.
Video game Hall of Fame?
Laura Croft, Brooklyn Love.
Okay, someone write it. She's trying to have it all. She's dating in the city. Where desert tomb robbers find themselves if they're successful. I don't think you're going to get this one,
crypt?
So I'm just going to tell you.
Is it a museum? Crypt? No.
No. Where?
Tomb?
No.
Where does a successful tomb raider find themselves?
Yeah, but what is this thing called?
Chamber of Pyramid, Sphinx.
Pyramid?
Pyramid, Spearmint.
Pyramid.
It is, oh, there you go.
Spearmint?
No. What you just said, JPC. I think you just said
I just said pyramid, I think.
Oh, I thought you said it's Hiramid, a pyramid.
What's Hiramid? Wait,
what's
hold
Hiramid?
On. What is
like,
Hiramid?
I'm here amid a pyramid.
Here amid a pyramid.
Okay, I like. I actually like that.
If that
I
was
saw
fine.
The hours
if
of
I saw it written, I'd like it.
And hopefully these riddles are of some use. Best, Trevor. Thank you, Trevor.
Wait.
Trevor, I would say we got limited use out of those, so thank you.
Hold on. They signed off best Trevor, and we're living in a world where Trevor Noah is still around?
I don't know. This Trevor's pretty great.
Wow.
You think Trevor Noah is even in the running for best Trevor?
Absolutely.
We're going to go on a break and fight about this. And once
you know who should host
out,
The Daily Show? Bert Kreischer. Oh, my God. Kreischer
right,
on The Daily Show.
We'll be back in a minute.
Consider the news absolutely skewered.
Shirts off to that. Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could. Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have. Pops up into the frame immediately. If you like, I bought my mom a frame. I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my Aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my Aura is. And people stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving. Okay, you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No, good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay, that was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual-edge blades to give you the old-school shave with the benefits of new-school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going to be
She's in
able
a world we can't even
us.
Begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works. This show is brought to you by Helix Sleep. You know what? All of this... trying to get Aaron out of this ancient evil book that she's been sucked into has really drained me, Adel. And I think it's time for us to just take a little nap. And what better way to do it than on our Helix Sleep mattresses?
Oh, Helix Sleep is the saving grace in my life right now. I'm so stressed. I didn't think I'd be able to sleep, But because of my Helix Sleep mattress, I sleep like a baby, even though Aaron's, you know, somewhere in the dark abyss of the book.
We don't know what's in the book. We just know that it's a book. We don't know that she doesn't have a Helix Sleep mattress in there. We don't know that inside of the book you can't take the Helix Sleep quiz, which I did, right. And I got matched with a Midnight Lux mattress, which is one of the best nights sleep I've ever had on this mattress. It's such a relaxing sleep. And we don't know that that's not what Erin's experiencing in the book that she got sucked into.
Yes, and we realize everybody is unique, and everyone sleeps differently. You know, Erin sleeps inside of a book. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. I know me, Gemma, our cats, we all lay on this bed and we all just zonk. We're all just so comfortable.
Yeah. Plus, it's shipped straight to your door, free of charge, and you get a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Plus, models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side, models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions, plus enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night. And if there were to be a mattress that helps you sleep in the abyss of the book that you're trapped into, I think Helix would be a strong contender for making that mattress, which they don't currently, I do have to say.
Yeah, and we should say their sort of booklet that comes with the mattress, if you open that, you're totally fine. You're not going to, it's not going to put you in a new sort of...
The book that Erin got sucked into was over 100 years old. So yes, Helix hasn't been around as a company for that long. Not to knock them, but I mean, like, a lot of companies haven't been around for over 100 years.
They're going to be. And that's because
they certainly will.
That's because they're doing such things as offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/riddle and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
And don't touch 100-year-old books. A little peek behind the curtain. Sometimes if Mariah's leaving or something, she'll drop spaghetti off in my office when we're recording. And spaghetti can usually come in here pretty quietly, and I have all my sound blankets up. But the only way that I know that spaghetti's in here is because the whole office smells like peanut butter, because she leaves her with like a peanut butter Kong. So it's very strange when I have my headphones on and we're talking and I don't hear spaghetti come in, because then I just all of a sudden I'm like, wow, am I having a peanut butter induced like heart attack?
That's so funny.
And it's even worse when I'm hungry. If we've been recording for a while and I'm like, huh, man, why am I so hungry for peanut butter all of a sudden? That's just for the listeners who are like, huh, I wonder what happens during break. Well, during break, I have peanut butter attacks.
And we're back. Okay, guys, thank you for staying on the episode. I know it's really hard to get you guys to sit and be for a whole episode, so I just really appreciate you not taking off.
Well, are you talking about the listeners?
Everyone.
Yeah,
both of you and the listeners. I think it's really brave of you to stay.
Erin, I appreciate that you worked in nap time and also passed around some chocolate milks for us. I think that really helps give us energy for the rest of the show.
Well, I'm so glad.
I appreciate, if you're a listener to this show, I appreciate when you just sit still and listen for the episode. It's not long. It's an hour less if you know, maybe a little less if you use the ad-free version. Sit still. What do you have to do? Sit still and listen. A lot of this stuff is really important, okay? Someone's going to talk to you at a party in a few years about Bert Kreischer, and you're not going to know what the fuck is going on because you didn't listen.
We need to start a program. I remember being younger, when Book It was out, it made me such a voracious reader.
Yes.
So we need to introduce something. Maybe it's called like Fuck It. And for every episode of Hey Riddle Riddle you listen to, you get not a personal pan pizza, because that would be insane, but maybe like a peanut butter sandwich. JPC?
Yes. Personal peanut butter pan sandwich.
Well, of course, Peter, a personal peanut butter pan sandwich is using Peter Pan?
What's
guy's
going
name?
On?
What is happening to the two of you?
I want to see scene.
No, Erin,
please let me see a scene.
Isn't there peanut butter with Peter Pan on the bottle?
Yeah, I think it's just peanut butter. I do want to see a scene. Erin, you're going to love this because you're a little British girl, and Adel, she's very sad. She has a sad life, and you're Peanut Pan. You've just floated through the window.
Ah, fuck, I stubbed my toe. Hey, kids, wake up.
Peanut Pan is here. Now, raise of hands before I come all the way in the building. Is anyone allergic? Raise your hand.
Hello?
Hello, little kid. My name's Peanut Pan. I'm 47 forever.
You two, run. Go find mother and father.
Nope, nope. And I fly over to the door and block the door.
Sorry, for a moment we thought you were Peter Pan. He came and saw us, and we went to Neverland. Are you with him?
Nah, that guy's my nephew. He fucking sucks. This guy whisks kids off to a secret land full of crocodiles and pirates. He puts them in harm's way. Me? I just want to see kids eat peanut butter. Well, I don't want to see it.
That's weirder. Arguably, I think that's much stranger than taking us on an adventure.
No. He's not a stranger. He's a nice guy. I'm sidekick. I'm Drinker Bell. I'm not Drunker Bell. I'm Drinker Bell.
You're getting glitter all over.
Sorry. I had a nip. I have a nip of glitter before you came.
Are you going to put a dash of glitter over us and then we get to fly? If we think of a wonderful
thought.
She'll
puke on your shoes and then you can sit down. Is that something?
That sounds awful.
Hey, get this big... What is this big fucking dog? Get this thing off my dick. What is this?
Well, you smell like peanut butter and dogs famously...
And out the window he goes.
No!
Don't worry, he'll fly.
Don't worry, I'll dish in the fall with some drinker magic or something. Or I forgot. The dog died on the floor.
Ooh, heart's back. That was a heart's back.
Oh, Drinker Bell. Drinker Bell, you just got into my bed. Drinker Bell, you cannot sleep in my bed, Drinker Bell.
Just a wink of sleep and I'm good. I can drink one wink of sleep and I'm fine.
I'm starting to think you are not nearly as fun as Peter Pan and Tinkerbell were, even though Tinkerbell bullied me something awful.
I'm fun. Here, pick a card, any card.
You just took a bunch of handfuls of peanut butter out of your pocket. What do you mean, pick a card?
Pick a card, any card. You just grabbed a handful of peanut butter.
Oh, looks like the dog's okay because you ran up the stairs and ate the peanut butter out of your hand. I'm just good. Just one more week.
Can you go, please?
To sleep? Yes. To sleep?
See?
Yes. Okay, so I'm not actually 100% sure what we're going to do next. We're going to try to do something, and if it doesn't work, we're going to do something else. Ooh, so...
Isn't that what we do every week, Pinky?
So when I was in San Francisco, California, first sketch.
We'll never hear the end of Aaron being in San Francisco.
California.
You left your heart there famously.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, you did leave your coat there.
They still haven't come. I left two coats there. I'm so upset. I can't even think about it.
I was on the way to the airport, and Erin goes, "Are you still at the hotel?" And I'm like, "I'm on the way to the airport." She goes, "I left two coats." I'm like, "You left two coats?"
My favorite coat. I'm so upset.
You brought two coats to San Francisco? Why?
A raincoat and a regular coat.
Okay. Thank you, because that makes absolute sense. You have to bring a raincoat to San Francisco.
Okay, that wasn't the worst thing to happen in San Francisco. Listener of the show, Molly, who's great, who's given us riddle books before, lovely, great, fantastic, is like a wine scientist. Really smart, really cool.
Wine-intist?
Aaron, please, wine. You know what? Wine-intist sounds like a Burt Kreischer special. We are hammering this guy.
So Molly handed me some very helpful riddle books, riddle things. And then Molly also handed me this. And this is the most cursed thing I've ever brought into my home. I haven't opened it. I've waited till I had the safety of witnesses, you guys. And it's like a little puzzle box of like little riddles. I'm going to show you this and you're going to tell me if you think it's safe to open and for us to try.
Okay.
Okay. No. Cursed.
No.
That's the most cursed object I've ever seen. There's a little Victorian girl in the front that's clearly Erin in a painting from when her younger days were upon her.
Yes.
A
cardboard
anything...
box with a child. Jesus. With a child on it. With a child on it in a red dress who has glasses that don't have like the ear part of the glasses. And she looks inquisitive and she looks like a ghost. And it looks like the box has tried to be like someone has tried to destroy it.
Any illustration of an old-timey child on the cover of something is an immediate not open for me. Like, that's haunted. It's haunted.
So before I open this, what are
What do you think some of the funniest things to be in here could be?
Or
the most disturbing? To me, I'm thinking it's the Blue Riddle book. Can you imagine if I opened this and the Blue Riddle book was in here?
Oh, just inside that little box.
Aaron, I'm not sure what's inside of it, but I do know the minute you open that book, you and that girl swap places.
Adel.
I mean, that's just a fact. No, I'm just saying it's a fact.
That's not a fact, Adel. You don't know for sure. Adel.
And here's the thing. Here's the sad part. JPC and I will not be able to tell the difference.
I would love it if you opened that box and it was just like that just escaped out of it as a little ghost cloud, and then it like flew out your window and
it
just like,
it like knocked around my room before flying out the window like a bird, like a scared bird.
That's the best. That's best possible scenario.
All right, I'm gonna open it, Casey. Okay. Do you think I should do it? Respond quick, Casey. Too late.
Casey says, ha, 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 but that was 8 minutes ago. So that could have been something else. Okay, Casey's,
okay,
Casey's
orange.
In. Casey's in.
Oh boy, oh boy.
Aaron is unboxing a thing. Ooh.
So it has, it smells so old.
Is that perfume? What is it? What's going on? Aaron, what's going on?
Aaron's gagging and opening a plastic little pouch inside of it. Are these like riddle like cards, Aaron, that's inside of this? This thing?
I'm literally gagging. I'm so sorry. I'll cut that out. Okay. Oh, these are the answers. Okay. Okay. These are great. Okay.
These are great.
Aaron, show us.
Everything's okay.
Show us. Tell us. What's going on?
Okay. So the Milton Bradley Company Game of Riddles. It's called Grandma's Games of Riddles. And I'm going to open these.
Wait, this is
cards.
A Milton Bradley? This is legit. This sounds like it's a mass produced product.
Aaron, you just...
This doesn't sound cursed.
You just ruined what we could have taken on Antique Roadshow and retired on.
I'm so sorry.
That's fine.
Okay. I'm going to read these riddles. And I'm... You know what I'm not? You know what I'm absolutely not?
What's that?
Switching... I didn't switch place with the girl on the box.
You know who would say
I'm
that,
not
Aaron?
Finally free after 50
You know
years.
Who would say that? Aaron, wait, what did you just say?
I said, I love your hat.
Oh, thank you. I thought you said finally free after 100 years.
Aaron, so the old 1910 Grandma's Game of Riddles is part of a series of 6 games by Milton Bradley. So this is over 100 years old,
Whoa.
It sounds like. It says it's from the 1910s. This could be a reprint, but it looks like I'm looking, either way, it was Grandma's Game of Riddles, Grandma's Geographical Game, Grandma's New Testament Game, Grandma's Old Testament Game, Grandma's Arithmetical Game, and Grandma's Game of Useful Knowledge.
Grandma, please lay down. You're working too hard. Stop entertaining the kids.
Wow. These similar in play, these games each share an interesting glance at the issues and subjects which people of the time valued. So I do think that this is 100 years old.
Well, it smells like it.
Okay.
I would love it if they did a reprint in like the late 90s and they're like, let's make it smell like it's been around for 100 years.
All right, yeah. Ready?
Everyone in the factory just take fart into this box, then we'll seal it up and it'll smell like 100 years ago. Yes, I am ready, and I'm absolutely fascinated by reading about this.
Actually, JPC, Aaron, sorry. JPC, already, Grandma. Aaron, you're not Grandma, Gamey Grandma, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, I'm reading about this, by
Old
the way,
man
on,
grandma.
Website, on a website called MysteriousWritings.com is where I read that.
Click away.
Oh,
okay.
Jesus.
Where's happiness always to be found?
Grandma's house? Is this the fucking
bottom of
the
bottle? 1910.
Bottom of the bottle.
And a Pinkerton's gun.
At the Nickelodeon. Showing the Great Train Robbery.
Where is happiness always to be found? Oh, happiness feels like it could be like a 1910s name too. Like, oh, that's Happiness Johnson.
Is it the dictionary?
He's running for president.
Happiness Johnson was gunned down in the streets of Minnesota.
By the United Mine Workers. Aaron, I think Adel said dictionary. That's a good guess,
dictionary?
Right?
It is dictionary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What is the difference between a sailor on duty and a sailor discharged?
Once a sailor's discharged, he's going to say, baby, I got to get home. He's going to call a cab.
Well... I gotta get to scootin'.
I thought you loved me. No.
What is the difference between a sailor on duty and a sailor discharged?
Yeah.
Of them still has their paycheck.
That's funny.
Aaron, is this like a one is blank while the other is blank? Is it that kind of answer?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's like sort of wordplay.
So it's like one is at sea while the other's
One goes to sea and the other.
Oh, one goes to sea and the other goes to...
The other
sees to go.
To go, yeah.
Mm. Oh, ceases to go. Ceases to go, yes.
And ceases to go before I sleep.
Uh-huh. Why are A, E, and U the handsomest of the vowels?
Because sometimes...
A, E, and U. So we got I and O and sometimes Y that we don't think are handsome.
Mm-hmm.
A, E, and U. And is this like a... why are they the handsomest vowels?
E, and U. Because they're all in beauty?
Yes!
Wow.
Adol, you're so good at spooky old-timey riddles.
Wow. They are all in beauty.
Well, these are all the riddles my grandma used to read to me when I was a child in 1910.
See, you're doing the old jokes for us. You're doing the jokes for us. We don't even have to call you old anymore. You're like a self-cleaning oven.
Aaron, I solved that riddle the morning the Titanic sank. And
yay,
I remember being...
he's doing it for us. I don't get this one. Cause it,
oh, good.
Who is the great man who is allowed to sit before the queen with his hat on?
Is this
I get this. Yeah,
the Pope?
It's supposed to be like a joke, I guess.
Oh. Can you read it one more time? Who is the great man?
Who is the great man who is allowed to sit before the queen with his hat on?
Her dad? The king?
Is it the king? Yeah, with the crown?
No, it's the coachman.
Oh,
like because
yes.
He's driving her around.
Oh, okay. So he's sitting.
I would
sitting,
like to see a seat.
He's sitting in front of. Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
Adol, you are royalty, and JPC, you are the coachman driving him around, and you're getting a little too chatty and familiar with him.
Tut tut, off we go.
Tut tut. I tell you, I went to that Egyptian exhibit at the museum the other day. What a crock of crap. Okay,
Darvish, we're missing our turn. We're missing.
Nah, I know a shortcut. I know. Hey, don't worry, Your Majesty. I will get you to where you are going. I promise you that. I know the streets of London like the back of my hand.
Darvish, when I hired you on, did you read the manual for working with royalty?
Trick question, Your Honor. You know I can't read because a coachman needs to be focused on horses and driving, not reading.
You are not to be talking unless I ask you a query. Or unless you are of equal status. Now, as far as I know, you're not a duke or an archbishop, so please, silence for the rest of the ride.
Well, I'm sorry, didn't you ask me how was my weekend? Or did I ask you how your weekend was? Either
I
way,
said, off
I
we
love
go,
we're
tut,
talking
tut.
About weekends. Tut, tut. I went to that Egyptian museum this weekend.
Oh, for the
what a crock of crap. Old and dusty stuff, you know? It's just like... Give me something new, right, Your Majesty? You ever feel like that? Give me something new.
I do not want to have this conversation, but since it is upon us,
you know what I know here?
That, yeah,
I know right. I know a great fish and chips shop that we're. It's a 2 minute. It must mean nothing more than a 2 minute, just a maybe two
Darvish,
minute.
Every night I feast upon the fattest of ducks, the most succulent of swans.
I got into a big fight with the fat duck 2 days ago at the pond because it's eating all the bread and I want some of the bread. So I'm eating the bread off the floor.
And takes off crown and bonks Darvish on the head.
Oh, thank you, Your Majesty. That lump has been killing me for weeks. Oh, I think you lanced it. I think one of your jewels lanced it. Oh, my God.
Wait, that was oddly satisfying to watch. You actually have a blackhead right here. Let me take out the royal dagger and sort of pinch it between my finger and...
Oh weirdly satisfying to get stabbed in the back of the head.
Look at this.
You can have...
Victoria, sit up in your seat. Look at this. When I just sort of push his nose...
Keep going!
Oh, this is so satisfying.
Incredible!
What is that gunk? What is that?
Who,
is that
her
sweat?
And me? Because I'm still driving. I'm turned around completely in my seat.
The origin of Dr. Pimple Popper.
Mm-hmm. The Royal Pimple Popper.
The Royal Pimple Popper. It's like Pumpernickel, but the Pimple Popper.
If you were walking
in a wood and should meet a lion and a bear. Which would you rather? The lion should eat you or the bear?
I'm gonna
say you're getting eaten.
I don't get this one. If you were walking in a wood and should meet a lion and a bear, which would you rather? The lion should eat you or the bear?
I'm going to say the lion because why is a lion in the woods? They should be in the savannah. They are not welcome in the woods. They don't typically live there.
Either way, it does seem like you're getting eaten, though, right? Like you're saying, like, I'm going to get eaten by one of these.
I think well, the answer is the bear.
No, this sounds like
which
preference.
Would you rather, the lion?
This isn't a riddle. This is preference.
Bear? Also, this is spooky. These are numbered, and we went from 5 to 7. Where is the 6 card? And the answer to the 6 card is when it's ajar. What was the riddle?
Oh, when is a door not a door?
Anyways, next riddle.
Oldest riddle of all time.
Wait. What is the bear one? Can we figure this out?
You're get it.
It's
so
a wood.
It says, which would you rather be eaten by a lion or a bear? And then the answer card just says a bear with no further explanation?
Yeah, it doesn't say.
Is it a pun? And it says walking through the wood, right? Not the woods? Is that something?
If you're walking in a wood and should meet a lion and a bear, which would you rather? The lion should eat you or the bear?
Oh, I get it.
You do?
The phrasing of it basically boils down to, would you rather have the lion eat you or the bear? And you would prefer
you want
the lion
to
eat
the bear.
So
got it.
Yes.
That makes sense.
This is
three brilliant scientists trying to figure out a riddle.
Hey, can we talk about the budget we're giving you three to solve this one riddle? I do want to see a scene.
Uh-huh.
Okay, be careful.
Aaron, you are walking in a wood. You come across the JPC, who is a lion, and I am a bear.
La 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 la. Oh! Ooh, scary.
Don't tell our wives.
Hey, yeah.
Scene.
Had a little privacy. Maybe a little Brokeback Mountain situation going on out there.
Yeah, maybe a little fair, whatever.
Yeah, why not?
We're going to do two more, and then we're going to get to some voicemail.
Okay.
Which is the smallest bridge in the world?
Oh, Bridge of the Starship Enterprise. Because it's so high up there in space.
No.
The Bridge of Your Nose?
Bridge of Your Nose, yeah.
It's the Bridge of Your Nose!
Okay.
You got it.
You sounded like Toucan Sam. It's the Bridge of Your Nose!
Aaron's trying to lead us to the Fruit Loops. God, I would love to get the Fruit Loops right about now. Ooh, give me the Fruit Loops.
Ooh, give me some Fruit Loops.
Who whistled the first tune, and what was it?
Who whistled the first tune?
Absolutely fucking sucks. Whistling tunes was like huge in the 1910s. This was like your primary form of entertainment.
Yeah. This is basically TV back then. There's one guy whistling with a cowboy hat, and we all said, this guy's a star.
Who
is it, like Jimmy Dean?
The first tune. Is this like the wind through the reeds? Is this
like Jesus? It's got to be like Jesus or something.
My gut is that it's going to be Jesus.
Not Jesus.
And it's when Judas betrays him and he goes, wow, really?
It's the wind.
Can we get a hint?
The wind.
Oh, so I did say that.
Yeah. And what was the tune?
The tune was...
Huh. Just that.
That's a bomb dropping.
That's a dog getting pushed out the window.
Hey, it lived. It lived.
It lived.
I was trying
to
find
later in the scene.
The 6 so I could confirm that you guys got the right thing.
Oh, okay.
I didn't find it.
Okay.
Find it. I'm upset.
It's probably fine that one of these little cursed things is lost somewhere in your house, Aaron. That's probably
No.
Later when you go to shower, it'll be embedded in your bar of soap.
No. Addle, that's actually the worst possible thing. And I'm upset that your brain could come up with the worst case scenario of where it could end
Aaron,
up.
Aaron, I'm sure
that would
it won't
be bad
turn
if I was, like,
up in a colonoscopy
creamsicle.
In 20 years.
No, don't. Don't.
I'm sure it won't
you
turn
guys,
up
guys, don't even say it. Don't say it. I'm not going to bite into an apple and find it.
This is the
I'm not
going to
pull it
here.
Out of my mouth in the middle of the night. Everything's fine. Everything's normal.
Mm-hmm.
I have to move. Kizzy, can we get a voicemail theme and then a voicemail, please?
Leave a little riddle, just a little riddle. It's because you dialed 805 riddle 1. Leave a little riddle. Leave a fucking riddle.
I love it. Perfect length. No notes. No notes. Hey, and if you want to submit a voicemail theme, I think we need more of them. Learn from that submissions example. Try to keep it under 30 seconds. Send it as a WAV file if you can. hrrpodcast@gmail.com. We're running out. We're running out. So, if you, especially if you can keep it to under 30 seconds, we'll probably play it on the show. And thank you so much for submitting.
And if you're looking for inspiration, we all love Yacht Rock.
Yeah, please. That would be fun.
If you want to do a Yacht Rock one, it'll jump to the top of the list.
Hey, Clue Crew. My name is Ellen. I'm from Hingham, Massachusetts. And my question
I'm already freaking out.
How do you explain improv without sounding like a crazy person and or like you're a part of the cult? Thank you. Bye.
Aaron from Hingham. Do you know this person?
Give me a last name. Give me a neighborhood you grew up in. Hello. Do we know each other? Did you go to high school with my sisters? Tell me everything.
Did you go to high school with my sisters?
Did you go to high school with my sisters? Who are you? Ellen.
Well, okay, but remember, we're not here to solve the mystery of Ellen. We're here to solve Ellen's mystery.
That's true.
So we need to...
The answer is no, you can't.
Hingham, yeah. I hardly know him.
I would say don't even try. Why would you try? The only way to explain improv to someone is to trick them into experiencing it and then being like... Afterwards being like, huh, what was that? And then letting them draw their own conclusions.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could also, if you have Max, and I'll send you my password. If you have Max, show them an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm and then say, did you know that they only write story outlines and then all the actors make up the rest of their lines to fit the sort of structure and plot points they need to hit? That person will be like, whoa, I didn't know that. Is there a name for that? And then you can say, I think it's called improv.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really great. Just back your way into it. That's, I mean, again, that's a trick.
Beep. Yeah.
You got to do it as a trick.
I would say don't talk about how much classes cost.
Yeah.
Because that'll immediately feel kind of culty. I don't know. I think you just sort of, you know what you can say to people?
Yeah.
People in their 20s and 30s don't have enough third spaces. A place to go where they're in a community where it isn't necessarily built around drinking. It kind of is. And
or religion.
Or religion.
Kind of is.
It kind of
is. Aaron, I have a question for you.
What is happening?
Because we can only see the top of your microphone. Is it balanced on like a ball? Are you?
No.
Do you have it on a snow globe?
Is there a little seal?
Could you put it on a flat surface? Do you
I have it on a snow globe. I have it on a snow globe. Is that
Aaron,
okay?
Aaron, shake that snow globe and you're going to find card number 6.
No, don't.
Is your mic also, Aaron, it's no longer facing you. It's at
yes,
an
it
angle now. No,
it's facing me.
We
yes, it
can
is.
See that part.
There we go.
No. You have to actually, the actual.
Oh, it's getting worse.
Oh, yeah, it's getting worse. Now it's getting way worse.
Here we go. Now we go. Now we're good.
Aaron, if I could tell you my advice, if your mic, and again, I can't see underneath your frame, if it's sitting in the wave pool, go ahead and take the wave pool and adjust the settings to like calm. Like, because it shouldn't be like whitewater rapids because that's going to make the mic.
I don't decide what the wave pool does.
I think
it's automated.
I know we can't see below the mic, but JPC, my theory is, you know when if you go see like Cirque du Soleil or like an old timey circus, there's usually like two brothers who are like strong men and they like lift each other up and stuff. I think there's one little strong man in a singlet who's on his back and he's like moving his legs like a pedaling a bicycle, and usually his brother's in a ball and he's like rolling his brother. I think there's a little singlet.
There are all manners of circus solutions to what's going on underneath that. It could be the trapeze artist.
Bicycle on a bear.
Bicycle.
Not a bear on a bicycle. A bicycle on a bear.
Aaron, would you do me a favor? Would you take a picture of what the bottom of your mic looks like? Because it's honestly fascinating. Adel, has your mic ever fallen off?
Adel, do you have anything to plug?
I want to plug Aaron. Aaron, I love you. You're the best.
It's too late.
What?
It's too late.
It's too late.
It's too late.
I have nothing. I truly cannot think of a single thing to plug right now. Aaron, do you have anything to plug?
Her microphone in.
Oh my God!
Holy shit!
Yes.
Bye forever.
Do we just have to end the episode? We just end it. That was so.
I like to report a murder. I like to report a murder.
That's awesome.
Oh my God.
Casey got the air. Casey got the air.
Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
That was really fucking funny.
Wait, are we ending there?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
An insult so powerful, it can end an episode.
Hey there, Mochas and Joes. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. We have special guest improviser Jeff Murdoch join us for an all-improv episode. Listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or start your 7-day free trial or the Review Crew for $8 a month and you get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.